And finally this morning, the Chinese fast fashion website Shein has been accused of breaking EU law by the European Union. It has given it 1 month to respond or to face fines based on its sales in EU countries. Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire is with us now. Siobhan, thanks a million for coming in. So how is it breaking EU law?
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. Yeah, there's a myriad of questions being raised by the Consumer Protection Corporation Network. They released this statement yesterday. They've got skin in the game when it comes to getting things done within the EU under consumer laws. They have working with them in tandem on this, the Irish watchdog, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and equivalent watchdogs in other European countries. So what they're finding is they described it as a broad range of practices that infringe EU consumer laws. And some of these pertain to things like fake discounts. You know, are people buying on Shein being sold a pup, essentially? Mm-hmm. So they might be told that, you know, this is 50% off. But can they actually verify that under EU consumer laws, that 50% off means it is cheaper than it was 30 days prior?
Yeah.
So the idea of getting a third country, something, a company outside the EU and a very powerful machine like Shein to take accountability for some of its actions and look at whether it is adhering to European consumer laws is really, really interesting.
And one of the other things is pressure being put on customers when they go online to buy within a very certain specific time frame.
This is it, because people who will buy from Shein would be aware that you go on and you get a certain discount, and then suddenly there are pop-ups telling you, well, you can get an even bigger discount, you know, if you buy within a certain amount of time. And all of this kind of bombards the senses, and people tend to get caught up in pressure buying or panic buying and buy the product, which is the idea of the marketing tool in the first place. And the EU is saying, well, look, we don't want this happening to our consumers. Yeah. And we have very stringent laws in place.
They're also concerned about whether the ratings and the reviews are genuine as well. What does Shein say about all of this?
Well, Shein has been saying that it's working constructively with the EU. It is open to dialogue. It will be communicating on its behalf to show that it is adhering to what it should be doing within the EU. But this is a long time coming, because for the last few months, the EU have been looking into Shein and Temu. Mm-hmm. It's like sister company before that. And, you know, I think at this point, there's a realisation that Chinese purchases within the EU represent 91% of all the packages coming in, which is phenomenal. Right. And loopholes can't be used, and people must know what they're buying into and know that they have their rights, and that the companies selling these products have to basically acknowledge these
and
rights.
And there's serious questions on their working conditions for staff, where they source their cotton. Is it still as popular here as ever? I remember a few years ago when they opened the pop-up store in the Jervis Centre, I think it was. There were thousands in there.
Oh, yes, it's hugely popular. I mean, we had something like there's 4.6 billion packages sold within the EU. That was for last year alone. And of that, as I say, 91% was Chinese sellers. This is your Shein and your Temu. And, you know, they're hugely popular. There's no sign of them slowing down. And we even saw like the kind of panic buying in the US when Donald Trump mentioned the recent tariffs on China.
Yes, exactly.
There was absolute panic.
Siobhan, thank you very much for coming in to see us. Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. It's a minute to nine.